Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
People of Earth, attention.
Calling Tau Ceti, turn on your radio. I know we had some words last time, but that was so long ago. I got your message. It was a little harsh, you know. It's still a little hard for me to hear. Please take it slow.
Welcome to Starship Sofa, part of the District of Wonders Network, featuring tales to terrify and far-fetched fables. Everyone has a story in the District of Wonders. Come and find yours.
I'm tuning in to your transmissions. I'm rooting, waiting to be found, and I'm building rockets.
This is the Starship Sova. Everybody, welcome. Hello and welcome to show 548. I am your host, Tony C. Smith. Nearly stopped myself there just to make sure that I did get the right show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the heat wave continues in the UK. We've had a couple of good downpours from the allotment, you know, but this heat wave is just... It's strange for us, so we're lapping it up, and it's hideous for other people that have this all the time, but honestly, we have, like, cloudy, miserable days. You know, we're English, man. We have rain, and it's so nice to just see blue skies and white, fluffy clouds. So, yes, we're on 548. We've jumped back, into the future, because I got it all wrong with me and all my numbering system. So, last week, anyways, Patreon... We were standing at 417. This week we are 418. Yes, big thank you to Randy Orison. Randy, sir, thank you so much. Hey, what a star. It just means you get ad-free there. No messing with the adverts. You get it a day earlier and you get it ad-free as well. So a big thank you. And I also want to send out a big thank you, a huge thank you, to Mary Douglas. Hello, Mary. Yes, Mary actually donated the old school way as well through PayPal just from the site. And what a nice, bloody hell, what a nice little surprise. Thank you so much. Hey, Mary, honestly, thank you so much indeed. You are a star. Big hug, big hug. So, we will crack on with the show today. We have one sort of, but what a story it is. The Breakdown of the Parasite-Host Relationship by Paul R. Hardy, which was originally published in UFO. And that is just a great series of books. Unidentified funny objects. Oh man, it is just fantastic. So, like I say, originally published in UFO, Paul R. Hardy is the fungal infection in the shape of the letter R that lives inside the brain stem of an oblivious human meat stack by the name of Paul Hardy. The fungal infection has had work published in Unidentified Funny Objects, Far-Fetched Fables and Diabolical Plots. While the human meat stack works as a hospital receptionist in order to provide nutrients for the fungus, any resemblance between the living arrangement and the content of the story that follows is entirely coincidental. And we've got Rish Outfield for narration. And Rish, how are you doing, sir? We're still there, we're still plugging away. Rhys Schoufield is a writer, voice actor and audiobook narrator. He can be heard co-hosting Doon Steve Audio Fiction Podcast. That just needs a round of applause there. Well done there, Rhys. We're still there, lad. Just still grinding them out. And he also does That Gets My Goat podcast, where he and Big Al Yankovic, entirely waste too much of their time. He also features his own stories on Rhys Schoufield podcast. He once got a job because of his Sean Corey impersonation, but he lost it due to his Samuel L. Jackson impersonation. So, the Starship Sova is very proud to present
The Breakdown of the Parasite-Host Relationship.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
By Paul R. Hardy. Narrated by Rhys Schoufield.
Research vessel, WISP follower, chat log participants, life support system, Chen Shi. Mission Captain, you shall.
Good morning, Chen. You joined us quite recently, so I wanted to see how you were settling in.
I regret to inform you that I am settling in very poorly, Captain. I had no idea that working as a life support system to a Florungus could be so degrading. I was prepared for the sensation of having a sentient parasite wrapped around my spine, but not for their carelessness in using my body.
I'm sorry to hear that. Kira Reg usually gets on well with their LSS. Has there been a specific issue?
There have been several, but I can supply an alarming example from just this morning. When Kirareg finished their engineering shift and returned control of my body, I was immediately struck by an urgent and unpleasant sensation. They had not troubled to urinate once during their entire work shift. I had to float through the transit tubes to the nearest bipedal toilet facility in an extremely undignified pose. I barely made it there in time.
I see. Have you spoken to Kirareg about this?
It is difficult when we cannot both be awake at once, but I have made several attempts nonetheless. I have used the interpersonal chat system. I have left voicemails. I have asked other crew members to pass on messages. I have placed post-it notes in Kirareg's workspace. I have written memos on my hands. I even held a large notice board in front of myself as I handed back control so that he would have no excuse not to see it. He has ignored me every single time. Surely a civilized parasite should be more accommodating than this.
You didn't try any other methods? Although, to be honest, I'm not sure if we have any.
Captain, I would be grateful if you took this matter seriously.
Yes, of course. I'll have a word with Kirareg and see if we can't sort this out. They've been working flat out to prepare for our dark matter observations, so I imagine they've just been busy.
Captain, I shall look forward to the results of your intervention. Thank you.
Research Vessel WISP Follower Chat Log Participants Mission Captain Uchel Gyroscopic Engineer Belik Emik Kirareg.
I know you're busy, but what's all this I hear about you not letting your LSS go to the toilet during your shift? I don't recall you having issues like this on the last mission. I can't have my crew backbiting each other once we're halfway out of the galaxy with six cycles of dark matter observations ahead of us. Especially when it's the same back there biting.
Ha ha! Very funny. But seriously, you have no idea what I'm putting up with. This guy Chen was forced on me at the last minute. Now, my previous LSS decided to retire without telling me, so I had to take whoever the agency had available. They said Chan was compatible and willing to work, but I think they were just trying to get rid of him.
Why? Has he turned out to be incompatible? Have you spoken to Dr. Lalamore about that?
Nah, it's not the physical side. It's the everything else side. He's insufferable. The only thing that could make it worse is if we were awake at the same time and actually had to talk to each other. Do you know what the first thing I found was when I wrapped myself around his spine and woke up in his body? A list of rules.
What's wrong with a few rules?
You haven't read the list he gave me. I should put it on the shipwide board so everyone can have a laugh. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Toilet break to be taken for fluid waste, urine, every 2 hours. Do not drink the urine. It may seem efficient to recycle, but it is disgusting. Use the correct facility for disposal. Hand washing to be undertaken after every toilet break. Use the alcohol cleaner in the tool belt I have provided. Do not ingest the alcohol cleaner. You will get my body drunk, and I will have to report you to the captain for alcoholism. Do not defecate solid wastes unless it is absolutely necessary to do so. Do not save the feces. I am aware that florungal species require soil to germinate their seeds, and I do not want my feces used as fertilizer. And it goes on like that for another 6 pages. You see what I mean? Seriously, I wonder why Chen signed up for this if he's such a xenophobe that he thinks I'm going to want to use his piss and shit for anything.
Okay. So he's a bit humorless. But that doesn't change the fact that his species needs to urinate regularly. Humans haven't been out in space for all that long, so they haven't made a full adaptation yet.
I didn't know you were an expert on humans.
That is literally on the first page of their species wiki.
Really?
I take it you haven't looked that far.
Well, I've been busy calibrating gyroscopes. You know, the thing I'm being paid for?
Kirareg, I know we have a lot to do and your work schedule is stressful, but I can't have you damaging your LSS through neglect. Do some research before you decide it's okay to ignore his requests. And please, respond to his messages and find a solution that works for both of you.
Fine. I'll sort something out.
Research Vessel WISP Follower Chat Log Participants Life Support System Chen Shi Mission Captain Uchel
Captain, I am still very unhappy with Kirareg. I had hoped your intervention would prompt it to address my concerns in an honest manner, but instead they chose to play a disgusting practical joke. Rather than simply use the toilet facilities as I requested, they wore an adult diaper. And of course, they left it to me to clean up. It was absolutely filthy, soiled with both forms of waste. And worse than that, The diaper was not designed for human physiology and therefore did not fit me correctly, leading to leakage which caused a rash. This is a medical issue which will only grow worse if their behaviour is repeated. Indeed, it may result in Kirareg having to miss work shifts while it heals. I do not wish to insist on taking medical leave, but I will have little choice if this continues.
I'm very sorry to hear that the situation is continuing. I will speak to Kirareg again to impress upon them the importance of regular urination breaks.
Research Vessel Wisp Follower, Chat Log Participants, Mission Captain Yushel, Gyroscopic Engineer Belik Emik Kirareg.
Come on, Kirareg. A diaper? Seriously?
I did exactly as you asked. I looked it up on the species wiki, and this is how they dealt with the urination problem when they first started getting into space. It's certainly efficient. And anyway, it's not like I had a choice. Chen's put me in a position where I have to maximize the amount of time I spend around the gyroscopes.
Explain.
I think he's deliberately starving himself to get back at me.
I think you're deliberately testing my patience.
I'm serious. It's as though he doesn't realize he's eating for two. I keep finding that I don't have the energy to get through the shift. I have to work more slowly to keep up my concentration, and the only way I can do that is to cut out anything that's not work-related, like following Chen's stupid rules.
Kirareg, I don't have time for this. I know he's annoying, but you two need to work together. So this is an order. Take the piss breaks as he requests, and stop messing about.
Research Vessel Wisp Follower, Chat Log Participants, Mission Captain Yushel, Life Support System Chen Shi.
I've spoken to Kirareg about the urination issue. Please let me know if there are any further problems. There's another issue I'd like to just check on. Are you having any difficulties with nutrition?
Thank you for your help, Captain. I am indeed having difficulties, and again, it is Kirareg who is the source of the problem. I've been trying to eat as healthily as I can, so that I do not put on weight, which can be an issue for those working as life support systems. But Kirareg has been compromising my efforts by eating during their work shifts, and their choice of food is simply disgusting. I keep finding pieces of fermented algae and candied spiders in my pockets. The taste in my mouth is frequently vile. I am sure they do not brush my teeth and floss as I politely requested. I certainly provided detailed enough instructions.
I see.
I sent 3 copies by 3 different methods, each one enclosing a toothbrush, toothpaste, and an adequate supply of dental floss. Therefore, I am, once again, certain that Kirareg has deliberately chosen to ignore me.
Clearly.
In summary, I have gained 100 grams in weight over the last 10 days, despite the fact that I bear the burden of eating for two. Therefore, I have reduced my own calorific intake to compensate and increased my exercise schedule to counter Kirareg's slovenly habits. I don't think they have performed the stretches I requested even once.
And how many ways did you send those instructions to Kirareg?
At least 4. Kirareg continues to ignore me, and I sense you are not taking this entirely seriously either.
I'm sorry. Go on.
I am afraid to say that the experience of working as an LSS has fulfilled my worst fears. If this kind of behavior continues, I will have no choice but to ask Dr. Lalamore to separate us.
I would strongly advise against that. The penalty clauses for breaking your contract would be very serious indeed. You would be charged for the cost of postponing the mission while we find a replacement LSS. Paying off the debt could take the rest of your life.
Forgive me, Captain. I will, of course, do everything in my power to fulfill the terms of my contract. I can only hope that Kirareg does the same.
Research Vessel Wisp Follower, Chat log participants. Mission Captain Ushel. Gyroscopic Engineer Belik Emik Kirareg.
Please tell me you've sorted this thing out with Chen. He's talking about getting the two of you separated.
Seriously? But what about the penalty clauses?
It doesn't matter. He'll never be able to pay off the debt, and the mission will be postponed for space knows how long while we find more funding.
Well, I've been trying to work with him, but he's completely inflexible. It's all rules, rules, rules. He wants me to put any snacks I eat on a chart, along with calorie content and time and how much they weighed when they came out the other end. Seriously, he wants me to weigh his shit. And I'm here to calibrate gyroscopes, not study the human dietary system.
Can you please just put up with it for one mission? If this goes to litigation, you might get hit in the fallout as well.
Fine, but I'm going to have to do something about the food issue.
I really don't care how you do it. Just sort something out for the love of space.
Research vessel WISP follower. Chat log participants. Life support system. Chen Shi. Mission captain. Yu Shell.
Captain, I have to report a grave abuse upon my person by the parasite Kirareg.
What is it?
When I awoke after their last shift, I felt uncommonly tired. I suspected foul play, and I turned out to be right. When I returned to my quarters and removed my work suit, I found leaves.
You're complaining about Kirareg's snacking habits now? This is really none of my business. Frankly, I'm fed up with all of this petty nonsense.
I apologize if I was unclear. Kirareg has not been eating leaves. They have been growing leaves. There are now more than a dozen stems bursting from my spine and wrapping around my body, bearing variegated leaves in enormous quantity. No wonder I felt so tired when I came off shift. I look like I'm covered in ivy. Kirareg has been using all the energy they claim they need for work to grow foliage instead. Heaven only knows why. If this continues, I will have to activate Clause 17B in my contract, Permanent Physical Harm to the Host, which permits separation without penalty.
Very well. I'll have a word with them. Again. But my patience is very nearly at an end.
Research vessel WISP follower. Chat log participants. Mission captain, Ushel. Gyroscopic engineer, Belik Emik Kirareg.
Explain the leaves now, before I fire your florungal ass.
I didn't have a choice.
That is not an explanation.
Seriously, I had no control over it. You know how it is for my species. If we don't get enough nutrition from the host, we put out foliage and photosynthesize. I couldn't help it.
Kirareg, I do know your species, and I know very well that it's the flowers you can't control, not the leaves.
Don't say that about flowers. Don't even joke about it. That's the last thing I need. And yes, I can usually restrain the foliage, but I'm in a weakened state. It's a starvation adaptation, and he was starving me. Do you know what he did when he found out?
He reread his contract and found that you were giving him a way to get out of it without penalty.
He started trimming. He got hold of some pruning shears from the hydroponics bay and hacked them all off.
Kirareg, I'm serious. You're just giving him a reason to break his contract. Any physical harm, like, say, putting holes in his skin with your stems, will give him an excuse for separation.
Well, what about the physical harm to me? That's my flesh he's cutting into, and the more he cuts, the more I'll grow. Trimming just triggers the growth reflex. I can't help it.
Kirareg, I've had enough. You're putting the mission at risk.
How is this my fault?
I really don't care whose fault it is. Here's what you're going to do. Send him a present. A peace offering. Something nice that he'll like. Maybe a card as well. Send a groveling message to go with it. Apologize to him. Explain that he has to stop cutting before you can withdraw the stems. Negotiate a solution. Got it?
Got it. Humiliate myself. Right.
Kirareg, I swear that if the next thing I hear from you two isn't a report about how you've sorted it out, I'll put you off the ship in a life pod together and let you make it back to civilization by yourselves.
You wouldn't.
Try me.
Fine. Whatever.
Research vessel Wisp follower. Chat log participants. Life support system Chen Chi. Mission captain Yu Shell.
Well, Captain, things have taken a turn for the better. I must congratulate you on your diplomacy. Kirareg has presented me with a gift to apologize for their behavior, and I am minded to come to a compromise with them.
Seriously?
Yes, absolutely.
Huh. Okay, that's good to hear. To be honest, I was starting to think the two of you were never going to see eye to eye, so to speak. What did they give you?
Flowers. The most remarkable and delicate kind of orchids. Well, I suppose they are not actually orchids, but they are quite similar in many ways. And the stamens are nicely concealed in a pouch so that the pollen does not trouble my allergies. So thoughtful.
Chan, did Kirareg grow these flowers themselves, or did they come from hydroponics?
Kirareg grew them. Of course, I am aware that floruguses cannot consciously control the growth of flowers, so I can only guess that they are an unconscious signal of friendship.
That sounds unlikely. You're absolutely sure they're meant as a gift?
Certainly. They left a very polite message via the chat system, telling me I would soon find a gift. The message was a little grudging, perhaps, but they seemed honest, and I think we can come to an arrangement. Meanwhile, I have placed the flowers in water, and they cheer up the cabin nicely.
Please, tell me you did not cut them off.
Well, yes, of course I did. Why, what else would you do with flowers? Oh, excuse me a moment. I think the internal postal system has something for me.
Are you still there? Please reply.
Captain, something strange has occurred. I have just received a package in the internal post which contains a small glucose bar and a card that reads, "Sorry if I did something wrong." It is signed by Kirareg. I am not sure what this means.
Chen, the flowers were not a gift.
I do not understand.
Kirareg hasn't bloomed in all the time I've known them. If they have, then it's probably something to do with the foliage and the stress. Do you know what flowers are to a member of Kirareg's species?
The same as on my world, surely. A way of attracting pollinators?
That's part of it. They have both male and female organs. They make seeds. The seeds grow into baby floruguses. Flowers are for reproduction. Chan, you just cut off Kirareg's genitals.
Oh, my God.
Kirareg would have self-pollinated and saved the seeds for later planting. But that won't happen now. They'll grow new flowers in time, but that could be years away. You're going to have to make an apology.
I think I might throw up.
It was clearly a misunderstanding, but a very serious one nonetheless.
This is not a misunderstanding. This is a deliberate insult.
What? Please explain.
Kirareg has tricked me into decorating my cabin with genitalia.
What?
It is another practical joke. On me, as always. These so-called flowers are nothing more than private parts sent to humiliate me.
Oh, for space's sake.
I am putting these disgusting efflorescences into the trash at once.
Chan, don't do that. They're delicate.
The flowers burst. There is pollen everywhere. My allergies
I can't stop sneezing.
Research vessel Wisp follower. Chat log participants. Gyroscopic engineer, Belik Emik Kirareg. Mission captain, Yushel.
I just woke up with a pain in my head. Well, in Chen's head. Whatever. I think he hit it on something. Ah, and there's slime dripping out of his nose. What the hell? He had an open chat with you. It just closed itself. Were you talking? What's going on?
Now, don't get too excited.
Ah, his lungs just spasmed and sprayed more of that slime everywhere. It's disgusting. Why the hell has he done that to himself?
I need to tell you something, and you aren't going to like it. Please be calm.
Wait, what's this in the trash?
Kirareg, I need you to listen to me.
Flowers? They look like... They are my flowers! He cut them off! That bastard cut off my flowers! I didn't even know I'd grown them!
Stay calm, Kirareg. This is not deliberate.
Are you telling me that sheer happy bastard didn't cut my flowers off on purpose? I'll cut his flowers off and see how he likes it.
It wasn't on purpose. That's what I'm telling you.
Where did he leave the pruning shears? Damn it!
Kirareg, please don't do anything rash. I've alerted Dr. Lalamore and she's on her way. We'll see if there's anything she can do.
The flowers are dead, damn it, and I can't find the shears, so maybe I'll just punch him in his flowers instead.
Kirareg, please, just wait.
How do you like that? Yeah? Well, take another one in the stamen, then.
Kirareg, just stop.
Ow. Ow, yeah, you bet that hurts.
This is just stupid.
You're really going to feel this in your ovules when you wake up. Ow, 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 ow.
You're only hurting yourself.
Oh, 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 oh.
You're damn right I am.
What?
What?
What is happening?
Kirareg, what was that?
It hurts. It hurts.
Why won't these fingers do what they're supposed to?
I don't understand. My hands keep moving by themselves.
Stop it. Just stop it.
What is happening?
You're not supposed to be awake. Just stop it.
Okay, Dr. Lalamore is there. She's going to give you a hypo. Just hold still.
Well, I am awake and I've had enough. I want you out.
Shut up. Shut up. Go back to sleep.
I won't. I want you out.
Just go back to sleep.
I won't. Ow! Something stung me. What is happening?
What is happening?
Doctor, is that you?
Research vessel Wisp follower, chat log participants. Mission captain, Yushel. Medical officer, Dr. June Lalamore. Life support system, Chen Shi. Gyroscopic engineer, Belik Emik Kirareg.
Is there any option other than separation?
We're at the last stage before that becomes necessary. It's up to them, really. They need to come to an agreement.
Any sign of that?
Well, they can't talk. They fight over control of the larynx when they try. But they both have pretty good control over one side of the body. So I've set them up with a keyboard each.
Okay. How's it going?
Not well. I'll let you observe their chat session so you can see for yourself.
Get out of my body!
Go back to sleep. We can't survive with both nervous systems going at once.
I don't care if you die.
You idiot. It won't just be me that dies.
You will if I kill you first.
Oh, what are you going to do? Beat me to death? I'm inside you. You can't get at me.
Oh, can't I?
Ah! What was that?
What happened?
They spasmed. I think... Oh, my. They're growing leaves again. That's not good.
How are you doing that?
Nervous systems linked. I just have to concentrate and I can make you grow. Ha!
Why are you making me grow leaves? You hate it when I grow leaves.
Because this is how Weed Killer works, and you're a weed.
What?
Weed Killer makes the weed grow so fast it starves to death. Now get out of my body unless you want to starve.
Oh, goodness. They're really sprouting now.
You idiot! I get my food from your bloodstream. We'll both starve.
Not if I grow the leaves fast enough.
Stop it, or I'll... Damn it! Damn it! Damn it! I don't want to do this, but you're making me...
Oh, my. One side, I think it's Kirareg, has ripped off a handful of the new growth and shoved it into their mouth. They're eating the leaves.
Stop that! Ha! Bet you didn't know I could reabsorb the leaves, did you? And you can't stop me eating when you're concentrating on growing them, can you?
I'll grow them faster, so fast you'll choke.
I think I've seen enough. They're never going to agree on anything. Separate them and I'll turn the ship around. Damn it.
I'm not sure I can. Their vital signs are all over the place. It might kill them. Wow, they're really shoveling the leaves in. The stems are getting thicker as well.
Well then, I'll just have to mutate your body so you can eat more.
What the hell does that mean? Ow! Oh, 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 what are you doing? I can't believe what I'm seeing.
What? What are you seeing?
I'm not even sure I can describe it. Chen's body is growing somehow. It's bending round. His mouth is getting bigger. They're eating more.
You're not supposed to be able to do that. They told me you wouldn't be able to do anything like that.
Well, I didn't know either, but it's working and you can't stop me.
It just keeps on. I don't understand this.
Don't understand what? What's going on down there?
Then I'll keep growing. I'll make the stems come right out of my bottom.
Then I'll keep eating them. I don't care what it tastes like.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
I'll keep eating.
I'll keep growing.
Eating, eating, eating.
Growing, growing, growing.
Eating.
Eating.
Growing,
growing
and eating.
And eating.
Eating. Eating and growing.
And growing.
They're vital signs. Something's happening. They're... I don't believe this.
Don't believe what, Doctor? Just tell me what's going on.
Growing and eating and growing and...
Wow, suddenly I feel kind of relaxed. They're completely in sync. The readings are exactly the same.
It's like I'm spinning in place.
They're typing in unison. And they're still eating.
But I'm perfectly calm.
This is incredible. I've never seen anything like this.
Can somebody tell me what just happened?
Research Vessel Wisp Follower. Message to the crew from Mission Captain Yushel, Gyroscopic Engineer Kirichen.
I would like to ask you all to welcome our newest colleague to the Wisp Follower. Engineer Kirichen has asked to assume the duties of former engineer Kirareg. Dr. Lalamore has certified them to be in a stable chimeric state, so I see no reason to object. I'll ask them to explain a little more so you know what to expect when you meet them.
Hello, everyone.
Please don't be alarmed when you see me.
I know I appear to have transformed into a ring-shaped monstrosity with a florungal stem bursting from the anal region, which is constantly being consumed by a slobbering, overgrown mouth. But you should see what happened to the other guy. Just kidding. I am the other guy.
The good news is that the weird physical stuff is distracting all the negative aspects of my personalities
and leaving me feeling very calm and able to do my job
with no trouble at all. As long as I can see and type, I can calibrate gyroscopes. So let's get on with this thing.
We'll be continuing with our observation mission as planned. Please do everything you can to make Kirichen feel like part of the crew of the Wisp Follower. After all, there's a sense in which they were born here. Thank you.
And there you go. Huge thank you. Huge thank you to Paul R. Hardy. Paul, you're a star. Thank you so much. What a star. This story, that is just a great collection. If you haven't, you know, check out Unidentified Funny Objects, some great books there. I got myself one when we done the Kickstarter as well, and just fantastic. And Rish, like I say, it is an honour to have you on the show. It is a true honour, you know what I mean? Thank you so much indeed. So that is the show. One story, but a fantastic story. I hope you enjoyed it. Let us know. Drop us a line. You know what I mean? Come over, honestly, come over to Patreon. Just £2 gets you ad-free, or you can a little bit more, if you like. We are on, actually, to the last, on for the $3 mark, for the last of Season 3 of Red Dwarf. I'm just about to record it there now. And this is the one, and I forgot all about it, this is the one with the Uncle Frank. French kiss story. Remember that one Kieran told me and I lost it? This was from that episode as well. So if you wanted to listen to me ramble about that in on a kind of a private feed there, that would be fantastic. Patreon. Until next week, just like you say, good night from me.
This presentation has been brought to you by the District of Wonders Network, dedicated to podcasting the finest genre fiction. You can learn more about the District of Wonders and their many literary productions at their website, www.districtofwonders.com. Thank you for listening.
I don't get out much. I've barely left the ground. I'm tuning in to your transmissions. I'm rooting, waiting to be found. And I'm building rockets, I'm pointing them to the moon. But the work is going slowly. It won't get to you anytime soon. Can you reach me? Is my signal getting through? Turn on your radio, I wanna talk to you. By the time I get my say, I might already be on to you and on my way. But you're so far from here, and at best I'm moving slow. So I'm waiting on your call at home with nowhere to go. Can you reach me? Is my signal getting through? Turn on your radio, I wanna talk to you. Talk to you. Myself on a radio wave, I might get to you someday. If books were rocket ships, I'd need only the will to fly. I'm still building word by word, and I'll get out there by and by. I'll get out there by and by. I'll get out there. I'll get out there by and by. I'll get out there by and by. I'll get out there.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.